Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 17. John 17. Amazing passage of Scripture. The Spirit of God permits us to hear the very heart of the Lord Jesus Christ expressed to His Father. And I do not doubt that the apostles were listening. The last verse of the 16th chapter said, "These things I have spoken unto you," and our Lord is speaking to His disciples, "that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come." So without question, I can say that it was a good possibility, let me say it like that, that the apostles are listening to what He's saying. And for their comfort, they're hearing what our Lord is saying. Last Sunday, last time we looked at this passage, in verse 9, the Lord said, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine." Prayed for their protection. Prayed for their unity to Him and to one another. Prayed for their growth in grace. Sanctify them. That's what He said in verse 17. Lord willing, as we get to that point next week or so, we'll consider it. Prayed for their eternal presence with Him. That's verse 24. "Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am." He prayed for them not only here, but they'll hear Him pray again for them at Calvary. Luke 23, 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And in light of verse 9, for whom was He praying at Calvary? Not for everyone in particular, without distinction. "I pray for them," praying for those that the Father had given Him. Very likely, many that the Father had given Him had not been called out of darkness yet. There at Calvary. Very possibly, right in the midst of those that were wagging their heads, mocking. "Father, forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them." Here He was, the substitute of His people. The Lamb. You know, there was great insight given concerning when He prayed for His own. When He said to Peter, "Simon," and this is when Peter had just gave his oath, "Others will forsake you. Not me. Not me. I'll never forsake you. Oh, brethren, but for the grace of God, we'd walk away this morning. But for the grace of God, I'd walk out of this pulpit right now and say, you can have it. I'm done. But for the grace of God," the Lord told Simon when He made that declaration, "Others will forsake you, not me." Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Brethren, the only reason we believe this morning is because he intercedes for us. Keep them. And his prayer is always effectual. When he prayed in verse 11, and we'll consider in just a moment, I'm going to look at verses 10 and 11. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. They shall be kept. Kept by the power of God. And you think about what he just, keep through thine own name. His word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Kept by the power of God, his prayer. His prayer. The power of God. Verse 10. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. Now here again, the Lord sets forth the oneness of himself and the Father. Actually, the literal there is, all my things are thy things, and thy things are my things. Yours are mine, mine are yours. Oh, the great mystery of the triunity of the Godhead. One God. One in nature, one in essence, one in purpose, one in will. And distinctly, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we cannot understand that. At his baptism, there was the Lord Jesus Christ. And a voice was heard out of heaven as the Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. And the voice out of heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him." Father, Son, Spirit, one God. That which is the Father's is the Son's. And that is a great comfort to God's people. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Again, I can't help but say this again. I truly believe, based upon the wording, it did not say that the Lord separated himself. It just, they're listening. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ. What grace, what mercy, what compassion for them to hear him say that they are the objects of his mercy, the objects of the Father's choosing. All that you've given me, they're mine because they're yours. You gave them to me. And here they are as they hear those blessed words. And the Lord says concerning them, I'm glorified in them. They bring honor and glory to me. Think of that. You know, I think, Lord, I know that you're not a respecter of persons. And Lord, that they would bring honor to you. Therefore, your people do, all your people do. They glorify. The world didn't know him, but they knew him. By grace. By and large, Israel rejected him, but by the grace of God, they didn't. Not by their own power, not by their own might, not by their own will. Almighty God had given them a new heart, called them out of darkness. He said, I'm glorified in them. Many that walked on the earth while he was here hated him. And by the grace of God, they didn't. And by the grace of God this morning, his people don't either. Don't despise him. They were hearing him say, by electing grace, Father, they glorify me. They bring glory. They bring honor to me. Why? Because they're yours. Because you loved them. I love them. Holy Spirit loves them. And you gave them to me. Those that were yours are mine. Mine are yours. And I'm praying for them. Glorified. This is my bride. I'm their husband. I'm glorified as their eternal bridegroom. Glorified as their redeemer. Glorified as their light and as their priest, as their king, as their prophet, as their God. I am glorified in them. And is there any end to his glory? And now, verse 11, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Oh, can you imagine they had been hearing him say that. We've been going over these last chapters, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now here we are in this 17th chapter. And he's been preparing them, 13 to 16, preparing them, telling them, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm going back to my Father. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm not going to leave you without a witness. I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter. He'll bring back to your memory all these things I've told you. He'll keep you. And now they hear him say, I'm no more in the world. As certain as he was gone already. I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee. All his own desperately needed to hear this prayer. He's telling them, I'm going back to the Father. But then they hear him say, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He'd been with them for 3 years. And they hear him say and pray, speaking to the Father. Holy Father, I was going over my notes this morning and I thought to myself, as they heard those words, as they heard the Lord Jesus Christ actually verbalize the Father's name, the Father's title, the Father's character, Holy Father. Those words, I thought back and turned back to John 15:16 when he said, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. Can you imagine the comfort of them hearing him speak to the Father? And remembering those words, he said, when you ask the Father anything in my name, according to the Lord's will, that which is for his honor, glory, for our good, he'll give it to you. And they listen, resting. Holy Father, here's the great mediator. The one made flesh, the one who made like unto his brethren, praying unto the separated one, the I Am, the self-existent Holy Father, described only as holy. What do those seraphim say? Isaiah saying, the seraphim, you know, above that throne, and this is what they said, holy, 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 holy Father, holy Son, holy, Holy Spirit, holy Father, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who's like you? Lord willing, in just next service, I want to speak out of Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like unto thee? Oh, let us behold and pray that God teach us something of the honor and respect given unto the Father by the Lord Jesus Christ as He prays for us. God Almighty, same, one God, same in essence, power, will, purpose, humble Himself, and as our intercessor, praying for us, even now, ever living, even now, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Just the very prayer, the very honor of the request, those that Thou hast given me. I mean, just stop and think of that blessed joy, that blessed grace, those that Thou hast given me. Elect, I'm praying that they may be one as we are. I can't even enter into the depth of that. That they may be one as the Lord Jesus Christ is with the Father. That unity, that unbroken, impossible to be broken union. In Christ, chosen in Him. Keep through Thine own name, according to Your glorious character of holiness, Your own name. Keep those that You've given me from falling away. Keep them. Keep them from false doctrine. I think about believing the glorious gospel of God's grace. Believing the gospel. You know, we so often fail to think of the miracle of God's grace that we believe the gospel, that we believe Him. I'm telling you right now, when He said, without me, you can do nothing. You say, well, I know the gospel, I can believe it. Not if He doesn't give you faith to believe. We have no ability to keep. Through Thine own name. Keep them from being overcome with temptation. We're tempted on every side, within, without. Tempted. Tempted to fall away. Tempted to leave. Tempted to rebel. Keep. Keep them from being crushed by persecution. Keep them from the fiery darts of the devil. Keep them. Here He is, Father, keep through Thine own name, through Your own character. Keep through Your power. Keep them by Your love. Keep them according to Your wisdom. Keep them. Who? Those that Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. That they may be in unity. That they may be one in heart, not broken up. Not separated. What's the possibility of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father being separated? None. It's what He's praying for. keep them as we are. Keep them one as we are. Keep them bound as we are. As I close this morning, let us leave this particular passage remembering the importance of our unity to Him and to one another. I know that there's battles. Battles, as I said a moment ago, within and without. And oh, how desperately do we need His intercession. His life. His love. We pray. We truly do. Lord, keep us. As You pray for us. Keep us for Your glory. Lord, You said that You're glorified in Your people. Being kept, being redeemed, being taught, You're glorified. All that we are, all that He's worked in us, for us, He's glorified in that. We have nothing to glorify in save Him. Him. I'm glorified in them. Let me ask you this. What do we have to brag on? What do we have to glorify ourselves? Have we ever done anything? Did we choose ourselves? Did we choose ourselves from before the foundation? Did we answer every demand for justice before God? Have we satisfied God's law? Did we exercise any kind of ability or will that the Scripture says we don't even have? Did we do that? Have we kept ourselves from evil? Do we keep ourselves believing? He says, I am glorified in them. And only Him. Only. Oh, Lord, keep us. Keep us one in You. May we be kept one. One in Him and one together. Why? Because according to verse 10, it glorifies Him. May we be kept one because it's good and pleasant. Psalm 133:1. It's good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. Don't you just love just the unity of the brethren? Just the peace and comfort and love and fellowship. I'm just so glad to be here. I'm just so glad to be here. Glad to be here with you. Worshiping God. Thanking the Lord. One, because our unity is a witness before men of our union with Christ. By this, shall all men know that You're My disciples. How? You have love one for another. Lord, keep us. Keep us one in You. One with one another for Your glory.